Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Let's look at how futures are trading. These are the composite numbers. In Kansas City, March wheat, 737 down 1 1/4. May, 736 and a half up 1/4. And July, at 741 and 3/4 up 3/4. March wheat in Chicago, 693 and a half down 1/2. May, 701 and 1/4 up 1 1/4. July, 703, now 2 3/4 up 1. March corn, 741 and 1/4, now 3/4 up 7 1/4. May, 716 and a half up 5 1/4. July, 695 and a half up 4 3/4. And December, 557 and 1/4 up 3 1/4. March soybeans, 1509 and a half down 5 1/4. May, 1473 and 3/4 down 5 3/4. July, 1448 and a half, down 6 1/4. November, 1267 and 3/4, down 2 1/4. March soybean meal, 436 down 210. May, 435.80 down 220. March soybean oil, no bids this morning. May, 5041 down 3. April live cattle, 120.82 and a half, up 70. March feeders, 138.65 up 45. And April lean hogs, 81.35, and they are up 20. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Contracts, lead months, spot contracts go off the board on Thursday. There is a significant premium to what would become the next top step contract in the corn. It's somewhere around 25, 26 cents. In beans, somewhere around 35, 36 cents as we speak right now. What will happen when the dust settles by the end of the week on those new lead months?
Well, you know, we can tell that there needs to be a premium there by the way that the basis levels have been. The Gulf is 88 over the March right now for corn. So that tells you that basically who's going to deliver corn when they can get 88 over for it. Or locally here, a lot of them are 35 to 40 over. So there is quite a squeeze there. And will the board go on up to meet it, or will it all be done in the cash market again? I don't know, but cash is going to be king right now.
Yeah, that is the question that I essentially have. Is it going to be more in the cash or more in the futures?
I think probably both. I think we're going to see the front month stay strong as long as we're having this tight a situation.
Saw a story, was tipped off by Mike Zuzulo on it, but was able to Google it up in the Financial Times, and essentially the gist of the story is that, physical ethanol is supplies are dwindling because there's not corn to crush. So physical supplies of ethanol are dwindling, which means ethanol producers, to meet the mandates, are using their RIN credits. And the idea is then as we move into the spring, those producers will pass those costs along directly to higher pump prices. And I wonder how all that will play out in the corn and in the corn market, actually.
Well, you know, two things. I think also on another news wire, we read this morning that there's nine ethanol plants aggressively looking to be switching over to wheat here along the way, Dave. So that's one of the answers that's going to come into part of that problem. The other thing is the RINs have been increasing in value quite a bit over the last few days. We are in a positive mode depending on what sort of basis you have to pay for corn right now. In fact, there was even a little talk that some E15 might be produced. So it is going to be hard in certain areas to find corn. We're not finding it. you know, there is the alternative, if they would just spread the DDGs on a field or something like that, rather than put them in feed, is to take the very high aflatoxin corn and actually process it that way, too. That's another alternative for some of this, to get rid of some of this very, very high aflatoxin corn.
Yeah, that was a question that was debated last night at the Outlook panel in Champaign County, and no one truly knows how much aflatoxin corn is still to be blended off. There's some anecdotal information that commercials have done a fairly decent job of it because there's no carry in the market, so every kernel of corn that they can actually get rid of, they're more than happy to get rid of, and the trains have been moving pretty strongly, and then there's the idea that probably there's not too much aflatoxin corn in the farmer's hands, given the fact that if you put it in the bin and it comes out aflatoxin, you lose. So what do you think the amount of aflatoxin is out of the ending stocks that USD reported on the Wednesday, and what does it imply moving forward?
Well, I mean, it depends on if they can keep it in storage and blend it out over the next year or two without taking a big hit. The bad problem is if they didn't dock well for it coming in, they're going to take a big hit just going into the new crop year. So that's going to be one of the problems. You know, somebody's going to have to take a hit on it, because if they're going to throw away the DDGs, it isn't going to it's going to have to be bought at a cheaper price. But I would imagine that we're sitting on a fair amount of one or two, you know, week of grind would be out there for sure.
And there's what, only 40 on a world supply, what, 46 to 49 days of corn left?
So I would say probably a seventh of it.
That's pretty significant.
Yes.
Some comments about soybeans, please.
Well, the beans sort of got a hit last night when the Chinese market opened up. They'd been fairly aggressive buyers here along the way, and they backed off just a little bit last night after the run-up we've seen. We have seen some stabilization here this morning as we trade along, and I do think that we're going to still be looking at the eventual trying of the 1490 to 1520 basis, the May beans.
USDA has been accused by many of funny math on that WASDE last week because they didn't adjust the crush. The exports. With the idea is that where we are in the marketing year, and you just do simple math, you come up with another 100 million bushels that should go out the door if all things being equal, which would take your ending stocks down to 25 million bushels or so. So the question was the USDA just trying to buy some time to the quarterly grain stocks report, or what is the game that they're playing, do you think?
Well, it'd have to be what I think, because I sure don't know for sure. But I think the fact of the matter is, in the past, once we have started exports coming out of South America, ours have reduced quite drastically. I think that we are continuing to see exports stay strong because of their boat lineup and their inability to load as many boats as they can. They have the product, and they feel that it's going to be exported eventually, and they think that will cut into ours. You know, right now, China would be buying more boatloads or switching more boatloads to the U.S. if boats were available, but a lot of them are tied up just sitting there. So we're not seeing quite as much switched over. They said there'd be another 8 to 10 boatloads that would have been switched to U.S. origins had they had shipping available. So, you know, that's what's going on. The government, I think they're trying to not get ahead of themselves, because they're saying that we will greatly reduce our export business as soon as they can get the shipping backlog out of the South America. The bad part of it is it might even last farther into summer and into our beginning of harvest than what we expected earlier.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, March wheat in Chicago is 693.5, down a half. May, $7.75, up 3/4. March corn, 741.5, up 7 May, 714.25, up 3, December 557, up 3, March beans 1509.5, down 5.25, May 1474, down 5.5, and November at 1268.25, down 1.75. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.